welcome to today's Green Outs, our 125th episode, as we've been challenging the perceptions about sustainability and going green here in our country. Well, today we're talking about something very pertinent, and that is e-waste. And next week in South Africa, and it's particularly in Nelson Mandela Bay, we're going to be talking a little bit more and creating opportunities for the e-waste week coming your way. And to tell us a little bit more about e-waste and what it means is a man who delves in it every day of his life, Tony Bosch from Micro Doctor. Tony, nice to have you with us in studio.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
I remember speaking with you a year ago about the same very week. So from last year to this year, are we waking up to this e-waste story?
Yes, I think we are. It's a slow process, but we're trying our best to promote it and to get people to understand what e-waste is and what's the best way to handle it. And through radio stations such as yourself, we want people to understand that the old computer equipment that they don't use anymore, they don't need to take it to the tip. They can bring it to us and we will recycle it correctly.
Okay, so e-waste would be computers, electronic, or is it beyond that?
E-waste is quite diverse. It's electrical and electronic.
Okay.
So it starts off from your fridge, stove, toaster, any type of electrical device, and then electronic devices as computers, screens, monitors, printers, DSTV decoders,
okay,
and so on.
Sorry, Tanya, are you giving us permission to drop off our old fridges at your place?
Yes, we are.
Really?
Yep. Yes, we've got a warehouse near to the airport where we can accommodate that. And all the material in a fridge and a stove can be recycled.
That is fantastic. Okay, so you've obviously got a big warehouse.
Yeah, it is quite large.
Okay, and this the e-waste awareness, is this something that's gaining momentum in South Africa? Is it becoming more required by law and things like that?
Yes, it is starting. It started in Johannesburg and Cape Town. And we saw that there was a need in the Eastern Cape to promote it here. And I liaised with a company in Johannesburg who sort of said we can be an agent for them.
Okay.
And they assisted us by promoting our name on their website.
Brilliant.
And they call us when they need us to do collections on their behalf. And from that, we grew. And we a lot of the customers that we deal with in the computer side of the business, they obviously also give their e-waste to us.
Okay, fantastic. And then Micro Doctor, is this sort of your core business or what else are you involved with?
Yeah, Micro Doctor is an IT-based company that does support for schools and companies. We sell computers, we repair computers, and we do networking. And because of the years of work that we did with companies, we found that they had a lot of old stuff they didn't know what to do with.
Okay.
So I started stockpiling it because I knew somewhere in all of that there was some value. And when I had a big warehouse full of it, I realized I need to do something with it. And through the contact in Johannesburg, they told me where the value was, how it was to be stripped, how it was to be sorted. And once I learned how to do that, it was a trip up to Johannesburg, and they taught me the rest of what I need to do, and that's where it all started.
Now, I've often heard it been said that recycling is sort of an untapped job creator.
Well, it is, because it's quite labor intensive. All the items that come in have to be sorted. They have to be stripped into the individual components, depending on what the item is, into the steel, aluminium, copper, the cabling, the electronic circuit boards, and then the circuit boards also get sorted into different grades, and that's all labor intensive. So definitely there's opportunities for people to do that.
Fantastic. Right. So Tony Bosch joining us from Micro Doctor. We're going to speak a little bit more about e-waste and the e-waste week, which is coming up next week, creating some awareness in our city about what you can and shouldn't be doing. So stay tuned. That's on today's Green Hour.
Specsavers is proud to support the Green Hour. Let's work together in preserving the planet.
All right, welcome back to the Green Hour. We've got with us Tony Bosch in studio from Micro Doctor. We were talking about the e-waste week, which is taking place next week here in Nelson Mandela Bay, the 15th to the 20th. And it's an opportunity to create some awareness about the reality that this could be a bit of a disease we've got in South Africa. We don't like to maybe deal with e-waste, but it's actually illegal to take it to the tips. Is it?
That is correct. Not everybody knows that they're not supposed to do that, but where else do you take it? So if you don't know what to do with it, the only thing you think of is to the tip. So we're trying to promote the awareness of people, certainly in Port Elizabeth, that there is a company that will either collect it or they can deliver it to our warehouse or office, and then we will deal with it from there. And if the larger companies bring us the equipment, we can supply them with a certificate of destruction and the fact that it was disposed of correctly.
Okay. So I just want to, because you mentioned large companies, but perhaps the majority of people would be listening would be saying, you know, like it's like my vacuum cleaner that I got replaced, and my kettle.
Correct.
You know, hair dryer. Is it all of that?
All of that is recyclable. And our motto is, if it's got a wire on it, we will recycle it.
And is it all recycled?
Every single component is recyclable because the manufacturers overseas now, when they manufacture anything that is electronic, every component has to be recyclable. And in fact, when you strip all the devices, you will actually see little symbols on the plastic and in the steel to say that these items are recyclable. So every single part of the device can be recycled.
Okay, give us a quick example. Let's just say a computer screen.
Yes.
Okay, good old school, big, heavy one that you can use as a doorstop. How long is that going to take you to recycle?
It takes 15 minutes to strip that.
15 minutes,
and it's stripped completely.
It's not throwing on the ground, eh?
No. We've got special tools to do it and tricks of the trade. The plastic is ABS plastic, so that can be recycled. The tube is glass. The tube has to be separated in two components.
Wow.
And then the electronic board and the cable all gets recycled.
So what the whole process, 15 minutes?
Well, the 15 minutes to strip it.
Just to strip it.
Yes, and then all the different components get thrown into big bins, and then they get sorted, they get weighed, and then they get packaged into big, large bags, and then they get recycled.
Okay, must have some stories about some really weird things that people have asked you to recycle.
We have had some strange stuff, yes. And we find some very strange stuff inside the items that we recycle.
Well, it's wonderful to have such an active recycling sort of culture in our city.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to promote that. And soon we're going to do something through the schools where we will let the children bring any old piece of junk from home. And then the school will get reimbursed with a value.
Wow.
And it's something that I want to start very soon.
Fantastic.
And
okay.
You can imagine that if there's a school of 700 pupils,
every
pupil must have something at home that's been thrown away or is lying in a cupboard or they don't know what to do with. So that's something we're also going to do. And once the children start to learn and get taught about recycling, it'll obviously promote that. They know about bottle recycling, you know, cooling bottles. They know about cardboards. They know about the little tags on your bread that holds the packet with the bread together. They know about all of that. And the next thing we want to obviously let them learn about is electronics.
Okay. I see a couple of SMSs coming and asking some questions. I just want to remind you to keep your SMS to one, into one message, because as soon as you send it into two messages, I can't fully see the message. So we'll answer some of those in a few moments. You also registered with Electronic Waste Association of South Africa.
Yep.
You're a DESCO electronic recycler, and you're part of an initiative from Rhodes University as well. Tell us.
Yes, yes. 4 years ago when I started everything, Rhodes was one of the first institutions that were prepared to start promoting it and also to start providing us with all their e-waste and making us their e-waste agent. They added a few people in Grahamstown trying to do it and it never really worked out. So they were the first, let's say, big company that got us going. And from that, everything started from there.
Fantastic. Okay. I think let's take a short break, then we're going to answer some of your questions that have been coming in, and then we'll also talk about where you're situated, Tony, and where people can drop off. Next week is E-Waste Week, and what a wonderful thing to equip young people, to teach young people in your homes, in your schools, communities, about e-waste and what should and shouldn't be done. Maybe Tony can give us a few tips of how to deal with e-waste as well, because they're sitting in the corner of their houses somewhere, probably outside getting wet and leaking something. So more on that coming up for you next year on today's Green Hour.
Specsavers is proud to support the Green Hour. Let's work together in preserving the planet.
25 minutes away from 9 o'clock now. That was Holly Starr, Through My Father's Hour, and the new one from Brian Dawkson called Change Me on the Inside. We are wrapping up our discussion regarding the E-Waste Week coming away next week here in Nelson Mandela Bay with Tony Bosch from Micro Doctor. Tony, a few questions, but I think a lot of people are just asking about specific items. But I think the bottom line, as you mentioned earlier, if it's got a wire, hoy
that's it.
Bring it along. Do not take it to the tips.
No, that's correct.
the story about leaving it in the corner and, you know, it's been sitting in there. There's an SMS here saying that something's been sitting in their garden for a long time. Do they even bother with it? I mean, can
it
they
doesn't
still bring
matter.
It?
They can. Even if it's rusted or broken, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
At the end of the day, in the recycling process, that all gets stripped down and it doesn't matter what the condition is.
Okay.
Be any condition.
So if your kettle that's sitting outside there's got water out of it running all over it,
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. No, the vendors aren't fussy, especially with steel. The steel vendors take it with rust or without rust. It doesn't matter.
Okay, and I think that's the whole beauty about recycling is it really is giving it a whole new cycle of life.
That's
so
correct.
It doesn't matter what condition it's in. You'd be surprised. I think I've been surprised at what actually can be recycled.
Yep.
I had an experience of just recycling a light recently. One of these. Fluorescent lights and these high bay lights, and I couldn't believe how many components are in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for a kettle computer, you're talking about.
Yes.
You can understand how much work needs to go into it, and that's why the opportunity perhaps for the jobs.
Correct.
Okay, lots of questions about where you're situated. So maybe we can just give those details.
All right. Well, we're in Warmer, 26 8th Avenue, Warmer. That's a small office, but we can take items there, and then that will be transported to the bigger little warehouse that we have. And that's in Caravel Street, across from Jet Park. It's unit 1 of 5 in Caravel Street, across from Jet Park, along 5th Avenue in Warmer.
Okay, so in Jet Park. Mm. And we can just come there any time during the day?
Any time. You just go there and it can. We've got people there that will help you offload it.
Okay, all right. A contact number?
The office number is 041-581-5141. And my cell number is 082-803-8666.
Okay, would you just give us to those again for us?
041-581-5141 and 082-803-8666.
Okay, we're talking about managing your e-waste, and it's all about leaving a legacy of sustainability and conserving our environment. And we do encourage you to educate other people and to make sure that we are doing our part, playing our role in making sure that all this e-waste doesn't go to our tips. Tony, thank you so much for the great work that you're doing. Please keep us informed, and I'll tell you what, I think you're making us quite excited about the possibilities. We don't need to have landfills getting bigger and bigger. This can all be recycled.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Pleasure. There we go, Tony Bush from Microdoctor.